need-to-know news. Disturbing, but it's very interesting, too. Police release more information regarding the 13 siblings who were held captive in what they're calling a house of horrors.
Oh, I am obsessed with this story.
David Turpin and his wife Louise Turpin of California.
That name is just... The whole thing is awful, but their names are strange. Their haircuts are strange.
Well, I feel like she cut all the hair, probably.
You think?
Did he
cut his own hair and then he forced the boys in the family to have his haircut?
Something like that. But I mean, they didn't go to Fantastic Sam's and get their haircut.
They're throwing around that they should be, him and the wife should be each getting like a life sentence, but I think an additional life sentence for that haircut, right?
I think they should just shoot him and kill him, like execute him. But yeah, the hair was pretty bad. That should add on to their sentence. They were charged Thursday with multiple felony counts of torture, child abuse, abuse of dependent adults, and false imprisonment. David Turpin was hit with an additional count of lewd acts on a child under 14. So
I'm very interested to know what that is.
Wonder what that is. I feel like there had to have been sexual stuff going on too. There had to have been
something. But that's the only thing. And so I'm like, what does that mean? Because what's interesting is that her sister came out with like a Good Morning America interview or something the other day. She said that she had to live with them for a short period of time and that he would come and watch her shower, but that she was so young, like a college student or something, that she didn't want to say anything. But like, he didn't do anything. He would just like come in like to the bathroom every time she was showering. And so I wonder like if that, like it could be something like that. I don't know what lewd act on a minor means.
Yeah, I mean, we have to look that up, but I feel like it's more than just watching.
But
that's
not,
my suspicion.
But if it was touching, it would be like molestation charges. It wouldn't be lewd act. I don't know what that like.
I'm sure we're going to find out more as we get more details. And the thing I'm interested in, too, is they were allowed to journal. All these kids were and adults. I wonder if they wrote down what was going on or if those were checked.
I think the law enforcement is reading all those journals right now.
The couple's also going to face 12 counts of torture regarding the child's malnutrition. Regarding the children's malnutrition. The youngest child, age 2, appeared to actually be fed okay, but the rest of them that were not. The oldest of the children, 29-year-old female, only weighed 82 pounds.
What I thought was interesting was that the infant was perfectly healthy and like, you know, plump and normal looking. And whatever was being fed. I wonder if with all of the kids, until they reach a certain age, they let them eat normally.
Mm-hmm.
And then
they don't.
There's something with an age, which I found out through my own Facebook stalking, that the mom, at least probably the guy too, but the mom was abused as a child, sexually, emotionally, physically. So I wonder if the age that they start starving the children is the age that her abuse starts. Because when you look into people that were abused, if they abuse on their own children or sexually abuse kids and stuff like that, a lot of times they have a preferred age where that stuff starts because that's when they're
started. These stories are just insane. Some of the children suffered cognitive impairments from lack of food. The siblings were allegedly only able to bathe once a year. They would also get chained to their bed, some of them would, and shackled for weeks or months at a time.
And all these neighbors saw them doing weird things, marching in the middle of the night and all that stuff. They called them the vampire family because they only came out at night, never during the day. They slept all day and then woke up at like 4 in the morning and then started their day. They went to bed at 4 a.m. They were up all night, went to bed at 4 a.m. But, like, if you see, like, kids marching like that between 12 and 3, that's a little bit strange. I feel like it's weird enough. Nobody wants to be the person that, like, calls the police and snitches on somebody. But I feel like if it's even slightly weird.
I'm looking for stuff to call the cops about on my neighbors.
Yeah.
Constantly looking.
Like, if it involves children and it's even slightly off, I say call CPS. There's nothing to lose. If there's nothing wrong, then it won't be a big deal.
And if they wash their hands, by the way, speaking of that water thing earlier with the girl, if they wash their hands above the wrist, it was considered playing and they were chained.
Jeez Louise.
So, like, God forbid you get a little above your wrist if you sneeze or something, you're going to be in big trouble. I don't have much time, but I'll just tell you this brief story right here about how, remember how yesterday I said I want to eat sushi and maybe some wasabi to get my nose kind of, breathing better because it's hot?
Yeah.
I'm not ever going to have sushi again. A California man who's been eating sushi for every day ended up with a 5-foot-long tapeworm living in his body.
How? Oh, my God.
They had to pull it out. He said it felt like his guts were coming out of him.
Oh, my God!
But it was a 5.5-foot-long tapeworm.
No.
So, sushi later?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Okay.